All right. So I had this really cool idea. I haven't done anything with it yet, but wanted to share here. So over the weekend, my wife and I went on a retreat. And one of the things I spent some time with was, this is too long of a story. Basically, we bought this cabin about 2 years ago. And it was very much a God-called thing. We were not planning for it, not prepared for it, but it entered our life with a bang. So I was thinking about getting bookings for it. How do we book more people? Because this would not be a property you would buy to run as an Airbnb, nor is that the entire mission. Perhaps I'll do a podcast episode just on the story of that. That'd be fun. At any rate, I had this idea. I love saunas, and I love finding Airbnbs that have saunas in them and renting them. My wife and I do a quarterly retreat, and I almost always look for places that have saunas. And the place we were at was a place that had a sauna with an awesome view of the mountains and watched some deer out of the back of the sauna window. It was really cool. At any rate, I had the thought, what if, so here's the tricky part, here's the problem. Airbnb doesn't let you search, filter for saunas. You literally can't find houses with saunas unless you just stumble upon them. But you can put a little UTM code, a little snippet of URL. You can do a search on Airbnb and then put a little code at the end of the URL, and then we'll filter all the results by saunas. It's a little hack, but it works. And what's tricky, what's interesting is if you're an Airbnb host, there is an amenity setting for sauna. So Airbnb knows if you have sauna. They just don't display that as a filtering criteria for people that are using the website. But there's a little hack around to get there. So I was like, man, what if I made a little plugin that's free called like Show Me the Sauna? It's a little Chrome extension. You install it and it has a little toggle switch. It injects a little toggle switch onto the Airbnb website. When you have it toggled on, sorry, my timer went off. When you have it on, all it does is when you hit search, it injects that UTM and it only will show you listings with saunas. Or you could toggle it off and then it shows you normal listings. Like that'd be really cool. So I start searching around on the internet. Nothing like that exists. I start searching around and there's so many threads from people looking, saying, Airbnb, will you please allow a sauna filter? And there's a bunch of threads about it, a bunch of blog posts and Twitter posts and different things like that. And all the time, there's like dozens and dozens of people a day on Twitter and Instagram posting about wanting to go to a sauna. So I was like, okay, here's the idea. What if I made the plugin? Probably cost a couple $100, get a guy off Upwork to make it, put it for free on the Chrome store. And then every day, just post on one of these threads like, hey, you should check out, you know, showmethesauna.com. It'll help you search Airbnb for saunas. And here's the interesting idea. So that would be cool and that would work. And I really want to do that. But here's the little Trojan horse. What if this plugin does that? Plus the first, if you have the plugin turned on, if you have the plugin installed, the first result in every Airbnb search is our cabin. So it's like adding my own ad to Airbnb. So we distribute the plugin so people can find saunas. I very much want that. And then we advertise our own Airbnb as the first result in every search from anybody that ever has this installed. I think that's a genius idea. And it's not all that hard. Well, anyway, so I spent yesterday or a couple days ago writing up a scope for this. I posted it to Upwork and I got like 12 different people bid $500 to make it. So I think I'm going to make it. And then my marketing plan is just every day post it twice somewhere. Post it on Twitter and responding to someone looking for a sauna. Post it on blog posts. Post it on Reddit threads of people looking for saunas on Airbnb. You can actually find these amazingly scenic houses with saunas. And there's a whole little subworld of people that are looking for them, trying to search for them, and physically can't find them on Airbnb. So that's my brilliant idea of the week. Showmethesauna.com. I need to buy the domain before this podcast episode goes out and get it developed. So, yeah, what do you think? Good idea? Dumb idea? Brilliant? Stupid? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a good idea, though. I think I could get hundreds of people a day using it. And if hundreds of people a day are using it and this top search result in every one of those searches is our Airbnb, surely it would drive bookings. And I'm kind of good at building tools like this, getting them done. I've done dozens of those over the years. So it feels like a cool little talent mashup for me. So I'm excited about it. Anyway, if we do it, I'll do an episode on it. Share how it went.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.